This is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ, oh hallelujah, he is Lord. Father God, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But oh Lord our God, oh turn thyself to us again. Oh turn thyself to us again. And we shall be saved. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is indeed a pleasure once again to be able to be about the Father's business. It is truly an honor to be able to confess the holy name of Jesus Christ before men. As always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks this morning for the few of you that are tuned in this morning, for the Bible clearly tells us that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. We realize that this ministry is not for everybody. We understand that this ministry is offensive to a lot of people, for the cross is offensive. The word of God is offensive to the world. You see, the world don't want to hear anything about the gospel of the kingdom. The world do not want to hear anything about dying, doing God's will. See, the world, that's offensive to the world. The world just want to hear about pleasing self, though they don't understand that self is never satisfied. And in the end of their run, it will still be trying to satisfy itself. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bible and a few of you decide to follow along, Jeremiah chapter 8, the Holy Spirit moved on my spirit to bring this truth and hope that once again he can bring you out of the darkness of religion, man's doctrine, man's way, into God's way, which is the cross. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1, and it says, at that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped, they shall be gathered, they shall not be gathered, nor be burned, they shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whether I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem sliding back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast the seat. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not again. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, and the horse rushes into the battle. Yet the stoke of the heaven knows her appointed time, and the turlet and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Here we find in the book of Jeremiah, no doubt was a man whom that was called by God. The Spirit of the Lord said unto Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And God told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. But Jeremiah said, but this people was a stiff-necked people, he said. And they had a whore's forehead, and they had no shame, this people. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 8, the first through the third verses, that as a mockery, God would allow this desecration spreading the bones of the dead Jewish leaders before their God, the sun, the moon, and the host. These were the Jewish religious leaders of Jeremiah days. They was the ones on the demand list. They was the ones that the people wanted to hear. They was the ones that the people had chosen. But yet they were the ones that God had rejected, which were of no help to them as they called out to their false God to help them, but that he was no help to them at all. Bring out the bones. The Lord send the Babylonians to ransack the tombs and gain the treasures out of the tombs, and then humiliate the Jews by scattering the bones of the so-called rich preachers and those that men honored, but yet they were honored by men, but yet they were rejected, reprobates in God's eye. God did this in order to show them that the superior authority of their gods, their false worship, was powerless to help them, to give them any support in their problems. This shows not only that they was publicly exposed for their wickedness, but as reference to their idolatry worship of the sun, the moon, and the stars, that their deities were not able to help them, as they could not prevent the dead bodies from being dug up, nor could they prevent them from being scattered, nor did they have the power, their gods, for them to be buried again. The Bible said, whom they love, whereas they ought to have loved the Lord their God, and him only, and whom they have served more and besides the Creator, them whom they should have served, the Lord of hosts, and him only, and after whom they have walked, not in a natural sense, but in a religious sense, whom they have worshipped by bowing the knee and kissing Satan on the lip, by offering sacrifices and burning incense and putting up petitions to them, by trusting in their false gods, by trusting in man's doctrine, by trusting in any other way other than the cross, these things could not help them. And the reason God allowed this was to show them that they have worshiped falsely, that they had followed man's way. They had rejected, thus saith the Lord's way, but they had ran to man's way. Because the Bible tells us they had chosen death rather than life. The Bible goes on to explain to us that even they which remain in the places where they were driven, saith the Lord of hosts, for though they were carried captive by men, yet the thing was of the Lord. And a just punishment upon their sins. Even the fate of the dead was better than the fate of them that were living. They would be taken into foreign countries as slaves. Death would have been welcome. And notice again, this judgment is from God. And even though they were captured by men, yet the thing was of the Lord. The Lord tells us, and the Lord said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith. The thing that had been, the Bible says, is it that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And the Bible tells us, and there is no new thing under the sun. You see, it's no new thing that the black people refuse to hear what thus saith the Lord. It's no new thing that black people have become rich in preaching a lie other than preaching the truth. It's no new thing that black people have learned the oppressor's ways and rejected God's ways. It's no new thing that black people followed lying preachers and throw money at their feet. It's no new thing that black people have been rebellious against the Lord. The way and thy doings have pursued these things upon thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reached unto thy heart. For the Bible says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. And, O Lord, are not thy eyes upon this truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they are not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. For my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As their cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they oppress the wicked. They oppress the righteous. They run after the wicked. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right and the needy is not judged. Shall I not visit for these things, said the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? For thus said the Lord, I've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Jacob's trouble is on the way. Jacob's trouble is on the way. Jacob's trouble is on the way. We understand that just as in Jesus' days, the religious Pharisees did not want to hear what the Lord had to say. In the end of his ministry, they would not even invite him to come to their temples to preach. He was God himself. But yet, his people did not want to hear his voice. Sounds familiar? We're also living in a time, the Bible says, be careful of men that they speak well of them. For so did they speak of the false prophets in their forefathers' days. Be careful of men that run to you, the Bible said, in sheep clothing, but inward they're wolves. You see, it is a known factor that it's no new thing that black people are easily deceived. That's no new thing. That's been happening since the beginning of time. They have been deceived. Been deceived and ruled by almost every race on the planet because they're so easily deceived. So easily deceived because they refuse to learn, thus saith the Lord. They refuse to read their Bibles. They refuse to bow to Jesus Christ as Lord. It's no new thing that they wanted him crucified. It's no new thing that they declared in Jesus' name, let his blood be on us and our children. And for that evil, God gave them a reward, took them from the streets of Jerusalem and dropped them off in the cotton fields of Mississippi and in the cotton fields of Louisiana. What will it take for you to learn? What would it take for you to understand that Jesus has a way and his way is the only way? What will it take for you to understand that his truth is the truth and the only truth that will bring forth eternal life for you? What will it take for you to understand that Jesus Christ is Lord? What will it take for you to understand that he is master? What will it take for you to understand that you're not to touch his anointed and do his prophets no harm? What will it take for you to understand that? Would it take for him to kill you? Send you to the funeral home? Can you understand that before the wrath of God come on you? Jeremiah warned him in his days trouble was coming. They didn't believe him. I'm warning you. Trouble is coming. There's only one hiding place for you. It's in Christ Jesus. Do not be deceived by these men that are pimping you and telling you that you're okay in your sin. It's not about no man having his knee on your neck that's holding you down. It's your sin. It's your wickedness. It's your evil doing that is holding you down. It's your wicked deeds. It's nothing new in the land. There were blood being shed in Jerusalem. They were killing each other as though their blood is being shed in this city today. It's nothing new under the sun, because his people refuse to come and taste and see that he is good. They hate those without a cause that preach the truth. They hate those that warn them about their sin. They hate those without a cause that say they're going to do what God told them to do. And they hate them without a cause because they don't give them what they want to hear, an itchy ear gospel, something to make you feel good. Well, I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to warn you, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm here to warn you that you're on your way to hell. I'm here to warn you that once you get to that place, there is no return. As I am speaking to you today, there are billions of people not in hell, because they're going to be cast in hell at the white throne room judgment when Jesus sat up with his eyes flames of fire and asked them, why didn't you choose me? Why didn't you follow my way? Didn't you hear what my messenger told you? That I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, meaning there's no other way, there's no other truth that can bring you eternal life. He will ask them with those eyes as a flame of fire, why didn't you choose me before he sent them straight to hell for all eternity? There are billions of folks in a place called Hades where there's no water, no food, and no rest. It's where the unsaved, when they die, is housed, waiting for that moment to be sentenced to hell. We understand that there are people that hate this ministry. We understand that not only this ministry, but there are other ministries out there that are preaching the truth, that people, they're not on people's demands list. Why? Because they're not saying something to tickle your ear. They're not on people's demand list because they're warning you about fornication. They're warning you about homosexuality. They're warning you that you're on your way to hell in that. They're warning you that it don't care what America say, it's legal. God said it is not right. God said it is a death sentence to you. And this is my job to warn you. I could care less what you think about me. For my reward is with God. He is my redeemer. And I have been redeemed. My job is to let you know Jesus loves you. But the wages of sin is death. It's a law. This is why it's so important that we preach this gospel of the kingdom. This is why it is so important. Because you can't tell the law of sin and death, I didn't know, any more than you can say to gravity if you jumped off the courthouse today, well, gravity, I didn't know. I didn't know about you. I didn't know about your law of sin and death. I didn't know that one sin would send me to hell. I didn't know that I had to be dead in order to be freed from sin. The law of sin doesn't care. It's a law. Just one sin will get you to hell. This is why Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, any man desire to be saved, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for his name's sake shall save it. I'm here today to beg you, plead to you, repent and turn from your perverse pathways. Run to the cross that he may transform you into the body of Christ. Transform you to be like Christ, that he may free you from all of your sin, that he may set you free from the law of sin and death. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake shall save it. It's that simple. You just got to lose your life. You just got to believe in his way. You just got to trust in his truth. And it will guarantee you eternal life. Not man's gospel. Not what man is telling you. Not what man is saying it's okay to be in sin, to have one foot in the church house and the other foot into the world. It's not okay for man to say, oh, get rich. Didn't you just hear Jeremiah chapter 8? What happened to the people who were filthy rich during Jeremiah days? How the Lord allowed them to go consecrate their graves and dig their bodies up and take their treasures out of the grave and lay them their bones on the earth for the animals, the vultures, to eat up. And yet they were rich and had was increased in goods and had need of nothing. But yet they had lost their souls with their money, with their fame. In Hades right now, there are billions of people that was famous, rich, had lots of money. But they all sat in Hades with their heads bowed. They all know each other's name. Every one of them had the same thing in common. Somebody told them about the gospel of the kingdom, and they rejected it, and their heart got colder and colder and colder. You see, you know your birthday, but you don't know your death day. Since I left here last week, 52,000 people, they say, died. Say 7,000 some people die each day. 52,000 people died since last week, last Thursday. You know your birthday. You don't know your death day. For those that are hearing my voice today, you may not even be here tomorrow. I may not be here tomorrow. This is why Jesus said, be ready always. Be ready always for what? Your death date. Because you don't know when that's coming. It is time to wake up, O sleeper. Wake up. Don't be deceived forever. Don't let the devil make a fool out of you forever. Rise up, stand up, O lion from the tribe of Judah. He's calling you. He's been waiting for you all of your life. For you to come, taste, and see that he is good. He's been waiting for you all of your life for you to come to him. So he himself can transform you into the image of Christ. He's been waiting. He said, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Call on him. While he can be found. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Don't wait until the next 20 minutes. It might be too late. Call on him while he can be found. Jesus called him the Savior. He's waiting to hear from you. He realized you have been deceived. He knows this. He understands that you've been bamboozled. Yeah, he understands. But call on him. And he'll answer you. He'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. He will teach you of himself. And he will allow you to hide in him, in his true hiding place. And it's in this true hiding place in him. It's the only place that the enemy can't get you. It's the only place where when we hide in him, we let not our hearts be troubled. Only hiding in him can we be not afraid. Why? For it is the only true hiding place. Jesus loves you. We love you. We're the three of us ministers. And yes, I am Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. For the Lord is good, and all the time he is good. We love you all. We'll see you guys, Lord's will, next week, same place, same time. Love y'all. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T.